fun feeling in the morning.
Hey everyone, thank you for downloading today's podcast. Fridays, we usually rip through the podcast. Every other day, we give you a bit of bonus chat at the start. Abby is giggling and saying, I've got the funniest story.
I forgot to tell you something. So I went to the hairdressers the other day and there's Kate who does facials and injectables in the clinic next door. Mm-hmm. And she's good friends with my hairdresser. And she came in and she's like, oh my God, my friend is obsessed with your work colleague, Manny.
Oh.
And I was like, really? Really?
I know exactly where this is
going
to go. Now I'm meant to respond with, oh, yeah, chicks dig me.
No, no, no.
They're into me. Chicks
love
me.
But I just didn't realise. And I was like, well, we have to get him to do a video. And she was like, oh, my God, my friend is going to lose it. Like, absolutely plots. Like, they cannot go on about, like, the most good-looking guy they've ever met.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Well, I don't know. And I was like, well, what's her name? I'll get the video. And he goes, no, he. And I was like.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
And it was just because I was like, you're really going to get a bit of an ego boost, but you get that from guys
a lot.
You
don't care.
Oh, no.
No, he's still a guy. But you're a guy, like, because you the beard. That's very a gay man thing.
Wow.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a whole, what do they call them? Bears?
So am I a bear, am I?
Yeah, you'd be a bear.
Oh.
A hirsute homosexual.
Mm, right? Mm. So, yeah, it's the beard. But it was just because you went on and on about it. And I was like, get the name. I was like, sorry.
He's going to love this.
He's going to love it. Yeah. What's the name? I'll do it. Oh, wait, he? And I was like, oh, yeah, no, he can still do it.
That I always say to Essa, I go, oh, babe, someone slid in my DMs again telling me I'm sexy. She'd be like, who is it? I say, Greg.
It's very cute you think you're a twink, though.
What's a twink?
I thought a twink was
early 20s and normally skinny.
Well, I thought it was manicured and, oh, you bitch. You mole.
He got there.
Whoa.
What would you be?
I don't know.
A grandpa.
Oh, good one.
No, see, I thought a bear was a big guy. Like,
it's the beard.
It's hairy,
obsession.
But they are generally bigger, but it's the hair.
I thought it was the hair, solely the hair. Doesn't matter how big or small you are, it's the beard.
Do you want to hear my cool fact?
Right. Yes.
This is interesting.
Okay.
Most people, right, have an above average number of arms.
What do you mean?
I mean, most people have an above average number of arms.
Because.
Why do you think?
Well, because some people have lost an arm?
Because some people have no arms, some people have one arm, so the actual average number of arms is slightly under two.
Oh, yeah, right. Like that thing of where they say the census shows that most families are 4.2 people.
Do you remember how to do averages?
Yeah, you divide it by 100 and take 10.
No, I think you add them all up and then you divide them by the people that you had tested.
Had tested, right.
How does that work again? Sorry? Can you say it slow? Say it slow for me.
Well, you add them all up. I have to work it out. And then you will divide it. Let's just say you're doing it of like three people.
Yeah.
Then if we add it all up and then you divide it by the three, then that's why always averages will be up or down.
So you say I survey 10 people?
Yes. Wait a minute. But then do you times it by?
That's to get a percentage of a number. You do that. But
do you remember them at school when you had to do it?
Vaguely. I think like...
The mean is the average of the number. It's easier to calculate. You add up all the numbers, then divide it by how many numbers there are. Yeah.
Cool.
What was that guy's name who thought I was cute?
Greg. You got one arm.
Here's today's podcast, everybody.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It all went down yesterday. We went on the Brisbane River for a bit of an excursion.
But how did this great fishing mission begin? Sit back, relax and take in the story.
Well, it all started with a phone call. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. Guys, I've got a bit of an extraordinary story of fishing in the Brisbane River. Now, we've got a pontoon down the back, so I was pretty keen to see, you know, if I could get muddies from my own backyard. So the first night I put some pots out down there, pulled one of them up, and there was a couple of small muddies in there right alongside a $50 note.
Someone might have hoiked a whole bag of cash in there, like running from the cops, or maybe they've, like, put a brick on it. let it go down, thinking I'll scuba dive down there and pick up that drug money at some point.
And just one.
Yeah, I might have moved next door to Pablo or something. I'm not sure.
Mate, do you have any scuba diving gear? Because I reckon we need to get out there and start swimming around, having a look.
I'm keen to take a look.
And if there's one thing we do in this show, it's chase a story.
We always say on this show, we chase the story.
So you got really excited by this, Maddie, and you were convinced that there is money down there, right?
The dirty brown snake, it's a very long river. There must just be cash galore in it.
We want to know, what have you found in the water?
Mate, using a magnet for fishing, and that's all sorts. Push bikes, crab pots, knives, buckles of clothing. Quite a powerful little thing, but very interesting.
How do you magnet fish?
A heavy magnet, really, really strong magnet. Throw it in on a line, drag it back in, and whatever's metal will fit to it.
Yesterday, Stav came fishing with me, and I've got to tell you, he had more fun than I did.
No, you both had fun, because you were like, it's a boys' trip, we're going fishing, it's a boys' trip. I could see the excitement. You guys need a hobby, and I think this is beautiful. Mm. You tie the knot, apparently, to the magnet, and he throws it down. It's a beautiful father-son relationship.
Knot.
Thank you.
Impressive knot. We have bought in today our haul.
Remember this feeling beforehand? What is it?
There's nothing there, mate.
We didn't find anything, unfortunately. I did get something.
Hey! What do I got?
Crab pot.
It's not over, people. We have the fishing line. We have the magnet. Tell us where the best spots are in Brisbane.
So I decided the boys needed something to bring them together. Throughout history, great rivalries have propelled humanity forward. Ford versus Holden. Queensland versus New South Wales.
It's a miracle. Oh, yeah.
Today, another rivalry begins. Stab versus Matt. In the great magnet. Fishing in the river competition.
We'll come up with another name, I reckon.
So you're going to bring us together by making
us... Tearing us apart.
We're just going to bring it together. I had to get excited. And you know that I love a competition. We're going to put something down in the river.
Mm.
And we're going
to
see
to find it.
Who can find it first.
What is it?
This is going to be sick. We might actually find something more valuable than the thing you put in the river.
That's true.
I'm going to be happy for him to win.
I'll be happy for you to win.
Wait, no.
I want you to win.
Oh, here we go.
You're not even going to try.
Oh, this is the best. I'm on a boat.
Everybody look at me, because I'm sailing on a boat. We organised some boats from Queensland's Volunteer Marine Rescue.
We'd love to be involved and help you out. Yep. Keep you safe in the water. I've got the big rescue catch.
Shotgun.
I've got about a 5-metre little aluminium stabbing craft for you.
Thomas, who have you got your money on? Matt or Stav?
Abby.
She always wins, Thomas. She always wins.
We got the strongest magnets we could find.
We got magnets.
It can pull up 115 kilos, so, you know.
Me and Stabby Boy, we are going to pull up anything down there.
Turns out they weren't strong enough. Do you believe that they're powerful?
No, I don't believe they're very powerful at all.
These should do at least 300 kilos, wouldn't they?
No, I think they're limited about 5.
Do you reckon they got ripped off?
Yes.
We bought them on eBay.
They've donated their money, in my opinion.
But we needed an incentive, something really worthwhile for the boys to find.
Carl joins us from Zenops Diamonds. You're going to put a treasure chest, and in a treasure chest, what do you need, Carl?
Oh, you need lots of gold. I mean, you know, gold coins. I mean, diamonds are great, but gold is the true pirate's treasure. Guys, I'm holding in my hands a gold nugget.
Ooh.
That's right, a gold nugget made of 24-karat gold, solid gold. And it's worth about $2,000.
Right.
So the gold price has been going crazy at the moment. We want to make sure, like Abby said, that you've got something that's really worthwhile pulling out of that river.
So find it.
Are you saying, there's going to be $2,000 in gold on the bottom of the river that we need to find?
You've got to make sure that your magnet's working.
That's a lot of money. If the boys can't find it, we might need insurance.
I think you have to ask yourself,
risk reward. I don't think it's a good risk for me.
Okay.
I think what you should be doing is taking a punt on sports bet, whether you can find it or not.
Oh, and I forgot, the competition needed a proper name.
Reckon Splash Bonanza.
Splash Bonanza. Oh, yeah.
Grabbing Abby's nuggets from the brown stuff.
Other than that, you'd better find it or Abby will kill you.
Yeah, but we can call everything that.
Don't we?
If you don't call it the Brisbane Fish and Mission, then I think we got a problem.
I like
you
it.
You can even use the slogan, yeah. We drop the gold with the fins and you get the wins.
Oh, man.
So Brisbane, who will win our Fish and Mission? There was a bit of drama, so we're going to fight about it and then you'll find out after 8.
I blame you, Maddie. I blame you. Because
that's cool. I'll take the rap.
I blame you too, Maddie.
As long as there's not much jail time involved, I'll do you a solid and help you out.
Good to know. Very good to know. I'll put that one in my back pocket.
But then you'll owe me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is it something to do with the air fryer or bath bombs?
No, neither of those. Oh. The bath bombs are amazing.
I'm making a new batch over the weekend. I'll make it some.
Sweet. But no, I was at home alone. My wife and Rory went up to Noosa for a couple of days to hang out. They went up there and went to Underwater World and all that sort of stuff. Had a great time. So I was home alone on the day they were returning. And I was just sitting out on my back deck. And a news.com article came up about a son and father. The father had lost his son in war-torn Syria and to the point where he thought he was dead. He'd written him off. He's like, he's gone. It's been years. They found him and they reunited him and they had the video up online. It was like a heartwarming story for your day in all the bad news. Rah, 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 rah. And that was fine. But then inside that article was a link for a compilation of returned servicemen videos.
Oh, yeah. It's a great
It's not
afternoon.
A great time. It's not a great time. I sent you the video. I'm there. I watched it all. I've got tears streaming down my face. I was at the point, Abs, I got snot. Mm. You know when you're crying so much you got snot coming out of your nose? And I blame you. And then it was the same day that my wife and Rory were getting back from their awayness. And it just so happened. I just pretty much shut the laptop. And I heard the car pull up. I'm like, my daughter's come home. My daughter's back.
So you quickly set up a video camera so you can do your own reuniting this.
2 days.
She walks past, he goes, hey, Dad, keep on walking.
So I'm there. I wipe my eyes so I don't look like I've been crying watching an Oprah box set. And fling open the door and she's there. And I go, Rory, you're back. And she goes, hey, Dad.
And then that was it.
How was your trip?
Aww. Good.
How was the pool? It was a pool, Dad. Did it have a deep end? Yes,
that
Dad.
Hurts.
It's a pool.
Did it have a deep end? You were clutching at straws. Every pool has a deep end.
Did you miss me? Yeah. Can you put the iPad down, please?
So here you are in your mind. You're like, this is it. My daughter's going to run to me.
I should have called Kat and be like, can you blindfold her? And then I'll be boxing with her. And then I'll call her by her nickname. And she'll take the blindfold off. She'll go, Dan!
You should have said, no puppy for you.
Yeah. Oh,
that's when you get a reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I hadn't been to a war-torn country defending my country or people's freedoms. Oh. And she had only been away up at Noosa in a hotel room. But there was still no...
She's already
a teenager.
See, my boys run up the hallway and will run and give me a big hug, big kiss, say how much you love it. Mm. And I kind of go, I think boys are more affectionate. But at the same time, if they don't do that, they don't play computer games. So it's all bribery.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things, though, where she normally will. Like when I meet her at the school, that gate she runs
down. Maybe you're just too needy. What did your wife do? Did she give you a hug?
No. I was like, how was your trip? It's good. How was the pool? Yeah, right.
No wonder you're getting a dog. You really need some affection.
You know what the next... I've moved on from the military videos.
Mm.
Uh-uh. No, these are good.
Yeah.
It's because it's grown men crying. And if a grown man doesn't make you cry, then you've got no soul.
Right.
And what it is, and it's usually girls who surprise their stepdads with papers to ask them to adopt them. Mm. So, and especially when they're as adults. So you'll see like a 23-year-old girl who says, you know, and you see him reading it out and he's like, you know, my dad left us. And we never heard from him. And then you came into my life. You were there for my prom. You were there for my sweet 16. You were there for me always. And I love you so much. And it gets to that point, and you see the man stop. And he covers his eyes and he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And it can says, you adopt someone over 18?
Will you adopt me? It's actually easier to do it as adult adoption.
I can't watch those. I can't watch those. And then I'll turn to Rory and be like, would you like to adopt me? And she's like, no.
But
no,
they
puppy
are,
for you
though. They are beautiful videos. I'll get one right now and send it to you.
You like to cry. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
That's why Maddie does it. Yeah. Don't you? When you're ready for a good cry.
Sitting there in your underwear watching your return service
underneath
videos.
The fence.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We were doing a little bit of a game where we're trying to work out what you were named after.
Yes.
You know, so you tell us what it was and then we'll see what your name was.
Very popular game.
Yeah.
We might play it again.
And as we were going through it, you started rhyming names and just giving a bit of a heads up of what they could be called or rhymed with.
Magenta.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
What else are you thinking of?
No, she doesn't want to hear it.
He's going to come up with your bully name. Yeah.
No, don't call it a bully name.
He doesn't like that word. No. What, like, rhymes? What little cute thing can you do it with? Is that better?
Placenta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one.
You are. See? Yeah, they're obvious.
But I thought, why don't we do a game where people can have their name workshopped? You know when you're trying to think of a baby name?
Yeah.
And it's always a guy in the relationship will say, nah, that rhymes with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, can't have that.
Because I remember when I was in primary school. Mm-hmm. So we thought, why don't you submit the name, and people did on Facebook, that they're thinking about calling their child. So I hope that all of these are thinking about rather than actually named them. And you've got a workshop. What do you reckon it would be?
Well, the problem with it is there are going to be people who have these names. And this is as a service, by the way.
It's a skill.
This is not something, just because I say it doesn't mean you have to do it.
Would you say there's a...
Please consult your doctor if pain persists.
Would you say there's a 100% safe name that you can do nothing with?
You just need to think that you don't mind as much. Mm. Like Krabby Abby, my parents were like, well, she often is, so it's all good.
Mm. Esther.
So they knew that then?
Well, you know a baby's going to cry, don't you?
Well, Esther, my wife, gets Fester. She got that a
by
lot.
By you?
Not by me.
What would Maddie get?
Legend.
Okay. Fatty.
Fatty Maddie. Yeah. So you get Fatty Maddie. Krabby Maddie could work as well. Matt, Fat Matt.
What do you think of the name Mercedes?
See, Mercedes doesn't really have a rhyme to it. Mm. So that's not as bad, you know. You kind of go Mercedes. But the only thing you would say, someone would be like, what was Datsun and Holden already taken?
Yeah.
Is he upper class Mercedes? You know, there's that one. Mm-hmm.
Did everyone say that with, because it's what's the name, sister?
And that's the other thing.
Oh.
Everyone would go, do you spell it the same as Chappelle Corby's sister? So you automatically get the same as your ship. You know, people would probably, what would happen to that is it would start as Mercedes, someone would make a joke about Chappelle Corby, and then your nickname would become Chappelle.
Mm.
You know?
What's your brother's name? BMW?
What about Margot?
Maggot.
Oh.
It looks like Maggot on paper, but I tell you what, she was hot in that movie.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie saves it.
Mm. Yeah.
But I did have a teacher growing up at school, and I knew her name was, because you know how you always know them as Ms. something.
Yeah.
But you see occasionally their name written on something, and I used to always think of her as Mrs. Maggot.
Right. Or Margot as well.
Yeah.
You get that too, people being clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. By the way, this is, if that is your name, you can ignore this. This is just...
These are what people have suggested. I like this name. Is it Mateo?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Why?
Because that's the that's how the Spanish say Matthew.
Right.
Oh, maybe I... No, that's right.
No, you already said it.
Is that a safe name?
Is it?
It is, yes. And you know what it means, don't
Mateo,
you?
No.
You know what Mateo means?
No.
A gift of God.
Oh.
That is the saying of that one, so it's interesting you brought that up.
Mm,
but
sorry. Do you have another one?
What about these are all listener subscriptions. Xanthi is
Xanthi.
Mm. Xanthi's good.
It's a dumb name.
Xanthi?
How do you spell that? How do you spell Xanthi?
Z-A-N. There's a silent K in there. But it's just,
do you remember
is
the
that
one
with an X or a Z?
The one you used to always go on about then our producer started working here was Siobhan.
Oh, that's a car crash.
Shioban.
Shioban.
Shioban. How do you spell Siobhan for everyone? Because no one actually... I don't even know how to spell your name. That's why in all text messages I call you Shibby with two V's.
Yeah, there's a lot of letters. S-I-O-B-H-A-I-N.
Why is there a B in Siobhan?
Well, it's not English.
It's Irish.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, the reason I say Shioban is because I knew the name Siobhan because I have a cousin named Siobhan, but I was on radio with a girl when I did the Hot 30, Mel Gregg.
Yes.
And I'll never forget the day that we go to this caller and she goes, Shioban, what do you think? And the girl just goes, It's Siobhan, idiot.
Wow.
And you could tell that was like her breaking point in her life that she'd copped it for so many years.
Wow.
It's hard.
It is hard. Have you thought about changing your name?
Why would Polly, you? Thank you for calling.
Have, nothing.
Nothing.
What? It can be done, Steve. It can be done for any name. And it's, you know, it's usually immature people. Stuart.
My real name.
Stuart. Nah, you wouldn't do it. That's all I can think. That would be what girls would probably say.
What did you get?
Spew it.
Oh, yeah.
Spew it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if only he grew it. Who knew it? Not Stuart.
Okay, stop.
He really knew yours, didn't he?
You are.
Come on, man.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, tomorrow we're playing, no, Monday. Sorry, we're playing Alpha Bucks. It's Friday. Here are your letters.
7 a.m. is Opal and at 8 a.m. it's Campfire. Here you go. Enjoy.
I won't see.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Good morning, everyone. The Treasurer is going to join me.
Let's go live to the Treasurer now, Josh Frydenberg.
Yeah, the money man, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is on the air. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Nice to be with you, Matt, Abby and Stav.
Got a bit of announcement today about credit changes?
Yeah, we have. I mean, as you know, many of your listeners will be out there talking to their bank about a credit card or a first home loan or some other extension on their overdraft, and too often than not, the banks are asking them for excessive detail like their menu log or their Uber Eats receipts and their Netflix subscriptions, and it's sort of, the rules are overly prescriptive, they're costly, they're complex, they delay the approvals. So what we're seeking to do is get a more balanced approach to streamline the obligation so that we can get credit out to people sooner and in a more effective way to help the recovery.
Now, Josh, I understand what you're trying to do. We have to stimulate the economy. And I hate handing over my PayPal account to the bank. I hate it. But at the same time, maybe I do spend too much on shoes to be able to afford the loan. Like the bank reforms was about not loaning to people that couldn't afford it. I know we're trying to encourage it, but would you not look at like stamp duty reforms with the state governments or maybe lending insurance? Because that's what people getting a first home are having the difficulty with.
So importantly, the consumer protections will remain in place, and APRA, which is the prudential regulator, monitors the bank's compliance, and in that the banks are required to verify the income of those who are seeking loans. But you've got really odd situations in the current regulatory framework where a first home buyer who put down a deposit after receiving pre-approval from the bank suddenly gets a salary increase at work, and before the settlement they're told that they can't get the money from the bank because they haven't got any income track record at that higher level. So their approval is delayed, it becomes too complex. There are plenty of these real-life examples where people are not getting access to the credit because their rules are overly prescriptive.
We're on the air with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg this morning. I really need to know, mate. Last night, Lockie the Bachelor picked Irina and said that he loved her. Do you reckon they're still together? That's one of the big burning questions on our show this morning.
Look, I was too busy in the books of the budget in 2 weeks' time to get across the Bachelor. Mm. You know, maybe for another day after the budget is over.
So, you know, when it's budget time, are you just working 24/7? You don't take, like, at night time, you don't grab yourself a 4X Gold and sit down, and you didn't catch the Broncos and the Cowboys game last night?
Hey, I'm a Storm guy, you know, from south of the border, but I'll be watching the Brisbane Lions, and obviously they've got a real shot at the premiership. And
yeah, they do.
And you know, Lachie Neale was awarded best player last night, so one of your own there.
Yeah.
So, So the Queenslanders are doing very well at the moment, and I'll try to deliver some things for Queensland in the budget too.
I wasn't Googling you, but let's just say other people were. Do you know what the most Googled search is for you now, Josh
mullet?
Frydenberg?
Is it,
no, it comes up with Josh Frydenberg, young, hot.
Jesus. My mother must be clicking on it too many times.
You're a spunky.
Or my wife.
You're a handsome young man, Josh.
I know. What happened, eh?
Oh, politics. What happened? Politics.
The stress of politics.
Now I've given away the mullet. Now I need a toupee, I think.
Maddie was going to get into politics, but he loves his hair too much, so it sort of freaked him out when he saw
and probably
that.
Probably his waistline too.
Is that a thing? Like, as you, your career gets higher up in politics, you notice the follicles just start to dissipate?
Well, the higher you go in politics, the more scones and jam you eat, the more sausage rolls and party pies. That's how it goes, and obviously more time at the desk as opposed to running around the tennis court. That's what happened to me.
But it's also stressful. It's a stressful job. They love to do the comparisons of American presidents when they start their presidency and then at the end, and they've aged like 25, 30 years, you know.
Well, that's pretty hard for them because they start pretty late over there. You can't run if you're not in the 70s.
That's true. But you don't want them to be young and freshful. Like, if Obama had dyed his hair, you're like, come on, mate. Like, you're supposed to be stressed. Otherwise, it's all just fun and games.
Well, he managed to keep... He looked pretty well, I thought. He stayed lean. Apparently, he's a bit of a basketballer, and his hair went a bit grey, but he's got a lot more of it than I do.
Who's the coolest person in your phone? Are you on a WhatsApp group with people like Obama and stuff?
No, but I am with my counterparts around the world. That's a good question. Who's the coolest guy? Claude Van Damme came to Mel. Jean-Claude
Van Damme is in your phone.
He was in my phone. He came down to Canberra and he did some sort of karate kick over my head. Fortunately, I ducked it just in time. Otherwise, I would have lost it. And you would have been speaking to a headless treasurer.
You might be headless when you do the budget.
Yeah. Why the kick over the head? Was that,
that
some
was his signature
some...
move?
That's no, I know, but how did it come about? Did you
kick
ask
the budget?
He did a kick, and it was so fast that he just missed it. So what my office did is they put it up on slow motion, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have to send it to you. And it was amazing how flexible this bloke was.
He was the one he was very famous for. He used to do the splits.
I've seen him on an ad do it between two buses.
I like to believe
it's real. Yeah.
I hope they weren't travelling at more than 60 k's an hour.
Yeah, they were in a school zone, Josh. Let's not tell anyone.
That's right.
Mate, great to talk to you this morning. Thank you for giving us a buzz and filling us in on the changes that are afoot.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Well, it all started with a phone call.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one. Wrong
there,
one,
buddy.
Wrong. Let's have the fishing mission open.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're going to play this, and I need you to hear right to the end for what I had to witness. Because I don't think I've ever seen this happen between you two.
Okay.
Fight. But yesterday we did go down to the Brisbane River to search for the gold nugget.
Yes. Our fishing mission, it was a lot on the line between the two of us. It all kind of picked up because we bought these magnets to go fishing with and they were dodgy.
Yeah.
Right? So you had a good magnet.
You had the bad magnet.
I had a bad magnet.
We had the gold, the treasure chest. We put the $2,000 gold nugget into it. We throw that into the Brisbane River. Now, don't forget, whoever wins, that's what we give away. So, Stav, if you win...
It was gold class movie tickets.
And, Maddie, if you win, it was air fryers as well as the $2,000 gold nugget.
Mm.
All right, so this is how it went.
Xenox Diamonds, where you can share your love story to win a $10,000 engagement ring.
Stav versus Matt in the great
Brisbane Fishing Mission. We drop the gold with the fins and you get the wins.
You've dropped the thing into the river. We're out there on the boats. We got a fishing.
Maddie, can you hear me?
What's up?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's on this left hand. Oh, no, Stav can hear me. Get away from Stav with your walkie-talkie. I don't want him to hear.
Idiot.
What's Stav thinking?
Stav's thinking it's right in front of me.
That is a possibility that it is right in front of you because you're staying there. It's like you're guarding it.
And she's got to be able to get it back out, remember?
Yep. Good on you.
Do you want me to say cold?
If I'm cold?
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah.
All right, we're on the move again. Head up towards Maddie's boat.
You're giving him a lot of help.
Mate, I did not want to be on the river for that long. It was an hour and a half. He was so far away from it. It was embarrassing.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. You're so far away from it. It was embarrassing. So I had to. I just said cold.
I knew I was getting hot. My game plan was you had it close to the bank because you were paranoid about the fact that we were going to lose it for good.
I knew that you were onto it.
And then this.
Dad's following me now.
Do a couple of throws out here, then we might move on again.
Matt will find it and Stav will pull it up.
But I reckon there's a rope attached to that. And then underneath it is a box full of gold.
Hot or cold?
What do you think?
Like, I don't know, you're okay. Like, warmish. You're hot and they're cold. Yes and you're no.
Stop following me.
Get what are you up to, Acton?
Get your own game plan. You've got the good magnet. I'm using my brain.
You fish where the fish are, mate. I can't help it. Get your boat out of the way.
I was very proud of my skipper. He actually cut your guys' boat off at one stage.
Well, you got the big boat, and you should have chosen the small one because Stav chose right. It's easier to manoeuvre.
Well, it just annoyed me because I went to that spot and you followed me.
Mm.
And
have you seen Deadliest Catch? If people get on the crab, all the crabbers go, oh, they're
well,
on
all
the
I
crab.
Can say is it was the right spot.
Yeah, thanks.
That Matt found.
But then I used my wily ways.
And here's the moment that things, you know, they all start to fall apart a little.
I think I might be onto something here. I think I found a rope leading back to the bank. But now I still have to get the thing, and I don't know how long the rope is. Oh, well, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I lost the magnet! My knot came undone!
Did you tie that yourself?
I did! I've lost the magnet! Maddie! Maddie! Come back over!
Have you got it?
You're in the area, you idiot!
I know! Maddie, you're flying solo, but I need your help. Come down here now!
Why? What's wrong? What do you need?
I lost the magnet. My rope came undone, but I know it's here.
Oh, you've lost your magnet in the river!
Shut up and get down here!
Fuck it, loser!
I tied the knot. My knot came undone. My beautiful knot worked.
You went on and on and on about how good your knots were.
My knots are very good. I tied
yours. Well,
obviously
they're not, though.
Calm down.
See, at that point, I had seen another rope hanging off a mangrove, and I was like, this is it. I've actually got it. So at that point, I turned the walkie-talkie off because I was, like, sucked in.
See, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to say, get down. I don't have a magnet. You can win. Come down.
His magnet was never going to be able to pull it.
Well, better than no magnet.
I didn't realise you'd seen the actual rope Abby had thrown in, that I'd gone straight past.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I realise you're using your hands. This is where the fight starts.
Victory! Oh.
Ah! Bull! Well, don't you pull that off that rope! The game isn't over, mate!
What are you talking about?
Put it back in the water! It's magnet fishing! That doesn't count, Stav. Put it back in the water.
It counts.
Don't open it.
I'm untying it.
No. I've got to get it out with my magnet, mate. It's magnet fishing. Not grab the dodgy rope that Abby put it in with.
I tried to tell you the rope was there. You wouldn't answer your phone. I was going to give you the heads up.
I don't have my phone on me. It's in the drawer in the boat.
That's well, you missed your chance. Back to shore. We got it. Done.
That's not a win. It's magnet fishing.
Like you wouldn't do the same.
Oh, I'm going in.
Maddie, do not go in the water.
Victory is mine.
Yeah, boys, this is supposed to be fun.
You were done, bro.
The shirt's off.
You want to take this outside?
You want to take this on dry land?
Maddie, put your top on. We'll meet you back at the pontoon.
No, I'm not putting my shirt back on.
Please, for everyone's safety.
That doesn't count. We need to have a family discussion about this.
I don't know why you took your top off.
Because I was jumping in the water.
Yeah, but if you couldn't, but you said that it was wrong and it was against the rules to jump in the water.
Yeah, because I was going to.
Were you going to have a tug of war?
I was going to tug of war it out of his hands, put it back in the water, and magnet fish it out.
Victory was
no,
mine.
No, it wasn't victory. You can't tie a knot.
I feel
you
sorry.
You lost your magnet.
I feel sorry
which
for
is the expensive one.
Multi-million-dollar households that had to hear all of that unfold in their serene riverside property.
Do you really feel sorry for him?
Nah.
13, 10, 60. It's over to you now, people. Because if this is the way it is, no one wins anything.
Why?
Because
Gold class movie tickets. I found the nugget.
Well, we've decided that the nugget's the show's nugget because none of you won.
So if no one won the nugget, no one wins anything. So all you did was stop the people who listen to our show winning a $2,000 gold nugget and possibly air fries.
I still technically think that I found it. We should give the nugget away to someone and they get the movie.
But we decided yesterday that we're doing...
you yelled it at us. We were still debating and you just yelled it.
Can I ask you a question, Maddie?
Yes.
Did Stav win?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
So, Stav, did Maddie win?
No, God.
Which means it is the show's nugget because nobody won, and we will deem it for a worthy cause in the future. You can still give away air fryers or movie tickets, depending on which is the most popular.
All right, 131060. Decide the real winner right now. Remember, whoever Stav. You choose, if it's Stav, movie tickets Monday. If it's me, air fryers Monday. Your calls are next.
Ring.
Stav versus Matt.
Brisbane Fishing Mission. We drop the gold with the fins and you get the wins.
Oh.
All right. It all started out because there was a $50 note that went into a crab pot in Chelmer and we're like, there's got to be treasure in the river. There wasn't.
There wasn't.
So Abby created treasure and I appreciate you did that.
We're keeping it though. It is now the show's treasure and we will keep it until we need to spend it on an emergency.
Yeah, so $2,000 gold nugget, all thanks to Xenox Diamonds. Abby put it into a treasure chest. We were meant to magnet fish it out, Stav and I. Stav didn't magnet fish it out. He just saw the rope and lifted it out with his hands.
Can I ask you a question?
Magnet around.
Once again.
Yes.
Would have you done the same thing?
No, of course not, Your Honour.
My God.
Absolutely not. I had the crap magnet and I wanted to win it fair and square. And in my mind, I had already won it once his magnet fell off his rope.
You would have had to use your hands to get it out, though, because the magnet wouldn't have pulled it the whole way up.
No, I think it would have.
Mm-hmm.
I had two bad magnets and two bad magnets
your
make a good one.
Your nose is growing. But 131060, we want to know who do you think won and therefore what we give away on Monday? Air fryers, if it's Maddie, or Stav, it's movie tickets. I feel like people are just going to say their answer depending on what they want.
Yeah, but you need to remember, everyone listening, that we could have given away the $2,000 nugget, but Stav stole that from you by cheating.
If I hadn't done that, we wouldn't have found it, so...
No, we would have. We would have. It's just, you know, shame on you, mate. All right, let's crown a winner for Monday's show, giveaways.
Sebastian and Bean Lee, who do you think won and what do you want to give away on Monday?
Oh, you won definitely, Stav. I'm sorry, Maddie. I'm not going to be apologising to you today. But if you caught a fish, if you caught a fish and it stuck the lure on the ground, are you going to kick the fish back in or are you going to pick it up?
That's a very good point.
Oh, good one.
Good point.
All right. One to Stav, Sebastian.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Looking like gold class tickets at the moment.
All right, Belinda and Albany Creek. Who won?
Maddie.
Sorry, you broke up there. I think you said Stav.
No, I said Maddie. Maddie won.
I think you're going through a tunnel.
Why do you think Maddie won?
Oh, well, because Stav lost his magnet. It fell off. He didn't do a good enough job tying it on. So a bad magnet is better than no magnet.
It's an old saying.
She's gotcha. One apiece, Belinda. Love your work.
Jane and Carindale, what are we giving away on Monday? Who won?
Look, I would love an air fryer, but Stav, I think you won this one.
Yeah, I think
who was stupid enough to let go of that gold nugget?
What? What do you mean?
No.
Who was stupid enough to let go of it?
Oh, who would just leave it there?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, I was like, that's me, Jane. Don't blame
me. No, I was hoping you guys wouldn't find it and I would be the one digging it up.
Do you know, we had a few boats there and we were curious whether they were going to look for it as well because I was like, you don't have any fishing rods on that boat.
I would have got to it though, Jane. I reckon I would have got it.
I was trying to get you to get to it and you ignored me in vain competition.
The magnet could not pick up your keys.
So I won.
But we don't know. He stole the chance for us to let that magnet show its true glory.
We do all know.
You don't know.
Jesse and Newbeath, you know. Who won?
I won an air fryer.
So you don't care. You're just going to go with Maddie.
No, honestly, though, Maddie should have got it. He took all the necessary steps to try and get it with the magnet, even though Stav did have it. But and that's why he wanted to jump in. He wanted to take the necessary steps to even get it in order with the magnet.
You want an air fryer, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They are very good.
I mean, it was a good sell.
All right. So we're all locked up here. Whether or not you've won, whether or not I've won, let's find out. The final vote. Peter and Ipswich.
Who are you voting?
Team Maddie.
No, you.
No, I'm still here. Cheaters never prosper.
Well, he didn't. He is.
Yeah, fine.
All no. Right. Well, technically, you didn't win.
You know that nobody won. We're just giving away air fryers. You did not win, Maddie. Do not start walking around like you won. We're just giving away air fryers, okay?
Oh, God.
You just worded this in your favour, but no one won because the gold nugget is still here. And we're going to put it in the studio. So this is a bit of an honesty thing. We're just going to keep it here in the studio. No one's allowed to touch it.
I get it, but you don't need to broadcast it all over Brisbane.
Do not come and steal it from the studio.
In the corner.
It's just here, just in the open.
All right, Monday, we're giving away air fryers. I'm so glad I won.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
North Queensland will get the win this evening. Well done to Darius Boyd with exceptional careers.
Look, the Broncos, they've finished 2020 with a lot of possibilities, you know? They can only go up, which is great. Yeah, next
we can make
year.
A cake now. We've got a wooden sweet spoon to go and mix some batter.
But it was Darius smacked. Boyd's retirement game. And as you said, he's a legend of the game. So it would have been really emotional. And they had some beautiful messages for him as well. And something that they did was a bit different, which I love, but I don't know if footy fans would have loved it because you know that I love a gender reveal. I got to get over it, but I love them. And when we
they're
spoke...
They're clever. Some of them are really clever.
They never used to be a thing.
No.
But they're the new engagements, proposals. You know how proposals used to go viral? They're
they
the
are.
New one of that. Like, how creative can you be? It's a bit of a competition. But when we caught up with Darius Boyd, he said that he wanted a lot of kids. They had two baby girls, and he said...
I think we've always said we've wanted a bigger family. We both come from small families. So I'm only child, and so I've always said I'd like a bigger family. So we've got two at the moment. Maybe three or four would be nice.
Three or four?
I always said three, and she's lately said four. So it's
not. Oh, there you go. So then after we spoke to him, they announced that they're expecting a baby. And after the game last night, they had a gender reveal. So we got the football. Remember, we got the football?
Yes, we even bought it
bought it, I think, for him.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the kid before this.
Yeah.
And we were chatting to him and we went and bought... We spent a lot of money on
but
two footballs.
But it spent too long to come.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
So by the time it came, they'd already done a gender reveal. But anyway, so they got the ball and he kicked it and they are expecting their third baby girl, which is really exciting.
So pink powder explodes and comes out. Yeah.
But I just wanted to share some of my favourite baby reveal because they're gender reveals that have gone wrong because they're always fun
a lot
to watch.
Of them do.
I'm not talking about there's been a few sad ones lately over in the States, setting fire and sadly a firefighter.
No one got hurt in these ones.
No, because this one was about a penguin, which is my favourite one. This is just a recent one in the UK.
Yeah.
They've done a pinga gender reveal because I don't know if you could tell the penguin's gender when they're born.
Oh.
So it got to a certain age. Very exciting for them. This was it.
UK's first ever penguin gender reveal party.
Let's see what sex it is. Oh, it's a girl! Yes!
Very exciting. That was baby Squirt.
Hey, you want to come to my pet penguin's gender reveal?
Do you know the worst thing about that? The parents wanted a boy.
I don't know why people go out and they get their kids involved, you know, if they've got older kids.
Go wrong.
Because those kids have their heart set on a baby, either sister or a baby brother, and this one didn't go to plan.
What's wrong with that?
This other one is in America, so you're allowed to have fireworks there. Oh, and they were going to shoot out fireworks and they were going to pop. And you could see it's a slight tinge of pink, but someone has been in charge of the fireworks and gone overboard. Mm. There was only supposed to be one or two, but they thought, well, let's have a few. And you can hear that everyone's exciting. At what point these fireworks start going everywhere, the camera knocks down and they just continue to go for 5 minutes. And they all had to run for safety.
Wow.
Fireworks.
It's a girl. Oh, my. Run. Run. Wow. That sounds, it sounds like gunshots.
No, they're fireworks. They're definitely fireworks. Whoa. You can see them. This last one is just a reminder that whoever is doing it has to make sure they feel it with Confetti. So it's a big balloon, right?
Right.
And I think one of the mums was in charge of getting it in. But for some reason, they've forgotten to fill it. And you can just hear the mother-to-be. Mm. You just don't want to mess with a pregnant woman.
They popped it.
And she's like, well, you're supposed to put something in it. And she's like, yeah, there's supposed to be something in it. This was the mother-to-be's reaction.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Are
you
supposed to be?
There are
supposed to be
confetti.
I fucking told you.
Gender neutral. Gender neutral,
she
baby.
She lost it. I don't. Anyway,
she would have had really long fingernails too. That chick, I imagine.
She was
you can
ready
picture
to
her.
Post that on Facebook.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We're back to wrap it up. Podcast. Bye, guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt. Get that fun feeling in the morning. B105.